Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions. Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions. Hey, Gatch.
Aww.
We're on Stitcher.
Stitcher.
You want to listen on Stitcher?
Stitcher.
Cause I'll still remember.
And now it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you. Jerk off.
See, because I paid a link for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast podcast starts right now.
Hello.
Hi.
And welcome to episode 239.
It's our highest episode ever.
It is. And I'm as higher than I have ever been.
As higher?
I'm as higher as I've ever been. And welcome to episode 239.
Wait, now you say who you are.
Oh, yeah, I'm Gatch. Gatchalopagolagus.
He's the Indian of the podcast, Coast.
Yep.
Pad Coast. And I'm Terry Guile, and we are delirious from the weekend. Happy
we
Monday to you.
It is
and
a
happy Monday to Hans Jakobsen, who's requested this song by Acid King.
Yes.
And it's called 39 Lashes.
We will have a phone number for you to call soon.
I found a phone.
Sweet.
You need one still?
Yeah.
We found a drawer full of phones. I just need to get a battery for the one.
Sweet.
And yeah, so we'll be taking what? Texts from people?
Texts or messages, right?
Calls or just
sure,
texts?
Yeah, people can call and message.
Wow, you can call the TagCast podcast and it'll be like the After Hours Dunk Show line. You can just call and leave a message and maybe we'll play it over the air and then we'll talk about how awesome you are.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Because you are awesome, you listeners out there. Happy Monday to you. Hope you had a good weekend.
I did. I did not do anything but perform a comedy show on Saturday. We did our live season finale.
It was intense.
It was.
And
well, it wasn't intense. It was in the Dixie.
It was in a tent outside
the
Dixie.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But a comedy tent.
Yes.
No, but really... We're hoping it went good.
Yeah.
We weren't really there yet. But yeah, we hope you guys came out. I can't see the listeners right now, but you know who I'm talking to.
This is our last recorded episode in the studio of the season two, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
239.
Yeah, because this is Monday, and then Wednesday we'll be playing the live show for you.
Yeah.
And then Friday we'll have a wrap-up show.
Speaking of living. You know YOLO.
The color yellow?
No, YOLO.
Oh, YOLO. Yeah. You only live once?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah, I mentioned that to my wife the other day, and she said she didn't know what that was. I go, good. I'm proud of you.
I didn't know until Alvin Palooza when I saw somebody, one of the bands, left their merchandise on the table, and they left a note there that said, YOLO. Hashtag YOLO.
Hashtag, yeah, it's got to have the hashtag.
And then I was like, they came back over, and I'm like, what's that mean? And they laughed like I was some old...
You're out of touch.
Fuck. And then they told me. And then now I see it everywhere. But that was almost a word of the year. Oxford Dictionary.
Ew.
It was beat out by GIF.
Is that a moving picture?
Well, yeah, it's a graphic interchange format.
I always wonder what that stood for, but like back in the MySpace days, if you had one of those pictures that like changed and moved,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was always a GIF file. Yeah. So yeah, that's a word now?
That's the word of the year. It is now a verb.
It's fucking not.
Yeah,
do I gift him?
But it beat out, YOLO, Super PAC, Eurogeddon, and Nomophobia. Do you know what nomophobia is?
No motherfucker. You're scared of no motherfuckers.
Kind of. Almost. I think you got one part of it right. You're scared of no
money.
No mobile. No internet.
Mobile media?
No internet connection to your... Yeah, your...
Nomophobia?
Technological devices. You're afraid
nomophobia.
Yeah, okay. Nomophobia.
Wow. I suffer from that. No, I don't. I've thought about it. I thought when I go to pay my phone bill about not paying it and just going without a phone or going without internet service, but I don't know.
It's tough,
That's how I keep connected.
Yep. Yeah, I literally can't with... websites and stuff like that going on. It would be really tough to be without that. Yeah. It's fear of being without one's mobile phone.
Oh.
Yeah. And then Eurogeddon is the possible European Union financial meltdown.
Like a European Armageddon?
Yeah. Yeah. And... yeah, GIF gained traction this year as a verb, not just a noun, noting the role of GIFs this year in everything from the Olympics to the spread of Gangnam style.
I've been hearing about Gangnam or Gangnam. What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
They featured it on a South Park Halloween episode recently.
Uh-huh.
Jimmy Vollmer was dressed as Gangnam style. Or Gangnam, however you say it, Gangnam, nom 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 nom.
Gangnam style. Huh. Yeah, I don't know. Well, Gangnam, is that like the mechanical robot people thing?
I'm not too sure. Have you heard of it anywhere else before whatever you're reading right now? You didn't see this. You obviously didn't.
Well, I've seen Gangnam style. I don't know what it is, though.
Isn't it a type of music or something?
It's a Korean pop star's high energy video.
Oh, it's a song.
Oh, it's a song.
Yeah, it's a song.
It's a song.
And who's it by?
It's by Psy.
P-S-Y. Oh.
Yep, Gangnam Style. Huh. I've never even heard of it.
The phrase Gangnam Style is a Korean neologism.
What?
Neologism. It refers to a lifestyle associated with the Gangnam district of Seoul. Not soul like your soul, but C-S-E-O-U-L. How do you say that?
Seoul?
Oh, it's probably dubstep shit. It's a Gangnam Style! Gangnam Style. I don't like Gangnam Style, I don't think.
He's dancing with horses, by the way.
Is that a spinoff from Dancing with Wolves? Dancing with Horses!
All right, that's enough.
That is enough. Fuck that Gangnam
That is enough.
Style.
So I don't know what that has to do with GIF.
Me neither. Don't care. I don't even think GIF should be a word.
Would you rather YOLO be the word of the year?
I would rather both of those not be words because that's YOLO is an acronym
for
you only live once.
Mm-hmm. but acronyms are words now because of texting.
I know, it's ridiculous.
It is.
Hey, remember that guy that we talked about a while back that got his face tattooed with a Romney logo? Remember he tattooed Romney's R on his face for $15,000?
Yeah.
He's totally disappointed by the results of the election.
I know. Now what's he going to do? That Mitt seems like he doesn't even care anymore.
I don't know. Tuesday's vote did not end the way that he'd hoped.
Well, obviously.
He said he's the guy who has egg all over his face, but instead of egg, it's a big old Romney Ryan tattoo.
Well, what did he expect?
And it's there for life. He said his wife, who's also a supporter of the Republican ticket, was taken aback by his tattoo plans, but his 15-year-old son was all about it.
Dude, get that Republican tattoo on your face.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. This guy says he's a professional wrestler. And he's hoping that this tattoo will open some doors in the entertainment business.
No.
No.
No. Not unless
maybe
he's like,
in 2016 if Romney runs again and wins.
Romney, man. No, I don't think he will. He seems all sad and depressed. And
he's just going to drop out of the race?
I think he's dropping out of everything.
He's just going to wallow in his fucking piles and piles of money.
That's what happens, right?
I guess.
I don't know.
Fucking politicians.
Yeah. You know, speaking of a politician, Prince Charles went to New Zealand, and there was this...
He's got huge ears.
There was a 76-year-old man planning to throw shit, horse manure, at Prince Charles in his visit to New Zealand.
What?
He had made... he had mixed it with some water to a porridge-like consistency. And he was thwarted from carrying it out, but he said that, yeah, he wanted to do it. He wanted to throw horse manure. He said he was brought to power from his body, not for his mind, and he should go back to where sewage came from, basically, I think is what it was. Why not throw sewage on what should go in the toilet?
That's gross, Charles. What the fuck, Chuck? Your ears are huge, dude. Don't be flinging poo. He does kind of look like a monkey. That's why he wants to fling poo. He's a fling pooing. Poo.
No, somebody wanted to fling poo at him.
Oh, sorry. I misunderstood. Yeah. That's rude.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to throw poop at a monkey, so maybe they thought he was a monkey, and he was just throwing poo at him. Wanted to throw poo at him.
That reminds me of that video of the gorilla who wanted to pull poo out of it and then eat.
He pulled it right out. That was gross. Was it pretty green, wasn't it?
It was something. I don't think it was fully digested.
I think he was eating a lot of grass or something. I don't know. It's pretty weird. Hey, we didn't have any crazy Florida stories for like 2 episodes now. Want one?
Yeah.
So this guy, his neighbor's house was on fire, right?
Uh-huh.
And so the police told him, get back. He was trying to fight the fire with his garden hose. Well, initially he complied with the police and he got away. But when he got frustrated with how long it was taking for the firefighters to get there, he got back over there and was spraying the fire with his hose, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the cops tased him. They tased him.
Don't tase me, bro.
They're like, take him down.
Don't tase me, bro.
Just because he was trying to fight the fire.
On his own house?
No, on his neighbor's house.
On his neighbor's house.
Yeah.
Well,
he's quoted as saying they just can't tase anyone.
Well, apparently they can. That's what we're hearing about this and this kid.
Yeah.
Right? Just because it's a non-lethal weapon, they can just use it as anything they want, right?
And this person's saying he's an unarmed person on his own private property trying to fight a fire of his neighbor's. And the police had no comments. They just said, take him down, bro. Don't tase me, bro.
Don't tase me, bro.
Poor dude, man. He's just trying to fight a fire.
Yeah.
At first, when I saw the story, I thought it was going to say that the police officer tased a firefighter, but it says police used taser on a man fighting fire.
Hmm.
At least he wasn't fighting fire with fire, like Metallica would have done back when they were cool.
Do you use anti-virus software?
I just use the free AVG.
Oh, the AVG?
AVG free.
If you go into Comcast, you get like the McAfee.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I heard something in the news about him.
Yeah, he's wanted for murder.
Whoa.
Murder.
What did he, who did he murder?
He's apparently wanted for...
murder.
Yeah, American expatriate Gregory Fall. He was a longtime rival. But apparently this McAfee is became a weird transformation into a jungle gangster.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm glad I don't use that spyware or virus stuff anymore.
Well, he became estranged from the tech world, and he told Gizmodo that he had been mixed up with the Belizean gangsters, and in the last year alone, 11 attempts on his life had been made.
Whoa.
Yeah. It says since 2001, he had been posting online about his attempts to purify bath salts.
What?
Which he describes as the finest drug ever conceived, not just for its indescribable hypersexuality, but also for the smooth euphoria and mild come down.
Wow. So does he find a way to moderate it to where he can use it and not freak out? Is that what he's...
He killed somebody.
Why?
Allegedly.
Yeah. So apparently he did freak out. But what did you say? He was washing bath salts or...
No, he's trying to purify them.
Oh, purify them. To make them stronger?
Well, better? I think just to knock out maybe like, all the bad chemicals.
Like the crack of bath salts.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, brack.
Yeah.
Bronco Obama.
Yeah, but he'd been posting online about doing this, about how he wants to purify this.
Weird. Yeah. And then he just went and killed a rival.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So I used to have McAfee.
I don't know. Maybe it was just... maybe he just got involved and people were like, you know, if you know how to do something, people are, you know, that other people can't do, they're going to point a gun at your head and make you do it, right?
That's right. Do it!
If you're involved with gangsters at that level.
Gangnam style.
Gangnam style.
Is that like Vietnam gangs? Gangnam.
Gangnam ba-ding-dong.
Hey, do you ever find yourself, wanting, like, if you drive past a crash or anything, like, to help Good Samaritan style, or would you rather just, like, walk off the other way?
Oh, that's hard to say without being in that situation.
I know.
I tend to not like to get involved, but if somebody's losing their life, I mean, it's hard to...
My wife's a big Good Samaritan, and she's big-hearted and likes to help everybody. And I don't mind that people like to do that, but what bothers me is, like, this story here from Everett, Washington. Mm-hmm. This lady stopped. She's on her way to pay her rent, and she stopped to help the
out
victims.
Out the door I went.
And she stopped to help two victims of a two-vehicle collision on Interstate 5. It was some old people that got knocked off the road by a pickup. And when she got back to her car, she had left her door open. Someone had got into her car and stole the envelope with $900 in it out of her car while she was being a Good Samaritan, helping these 74-year-old guy and a 68-year-old woman. So it's like 20 people came through that area, so they don't really have any leads to go on to find out who stole their rent money.
Yeah.
That sucks, man.
It does.
I wonder if our friend's Rebecca Rosensteel, she lives up there in Everett. I wonder if she probably heard that story.
Everett's crazy little town.
I hope you didn't steal that money, Rebecca. I know you wouldn't do that. But, yeah, it just sucks. You know, you're going out of your way to help someone, and then you get back into your car, and you've been robbed for $900.
Yeah, it does.
That would make you, like, probably not want to stop and help people.
Yeah, well, it could have been a scam, right? Like, you stop and help me, and then somebody came out of the bushes, like the Pizza Hut thing.
Yeah,
right?
But how would they would have known that she was going to have $900 in an envelope
that
there?
That is true.
Yeah. I think it was probably random, but could have been the switch and snap. What do you call it? With a... Remember when those people used to do that, they call it something on the freeway where you, like, get in front of someone and slam on your brakes, and then they smash into you, and then you sue them for insurance?
Yeah.
I'm so retarded. It's
fraud?
Called something. No, it's called the something and something.
Oh, hit and run?
No.
Bait and switch?
All right.
No. It's not one of those ones that you hear every day, like those two that you just gave me. Bait and switch. I would remember that. I'm not that retarded. I'll think of it sometime.
I got a stolen car story.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Keith Hins, he allegedly stole a Chinese food delivery car. And you know what he did?
I think I do, because I think I read that.
He kept on delivering the food so he could keep the money.
Yeah. I wonder if he did it in 30 minutes or less. Oh, wait, it wasn't pizza. It was Chinese food. That's awesome. So he just, like, stole the car, and I was like, might as well deliver these deliveries yeah. so I can have some spending money.
Yeah, he was, he had some drugs on him and some drugs paraphernalia he was charged with.
So how did they catch him?
Well, I think they just... Well, you're looking for a delivery car,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Where are you going to leave that?
That's fucking funny, the things that people do. You know, it probably said he had drugs on him, but it was not clear if he was under the influence of drugs. I'm betting that he was. Hey, we didn't do any celebrity birthdays the last two episodes because there weren't any.
Yeah.
And there weren't any notable friend birthdays, but there is one today. Not a friend. He's a comedian, and I didn't realize that he was as old as he is. And I think that you like him, too. I admire his work. His name is Harland Williams.
Oh, yeah, man.
He's a funny dude. He's
60.
50.
Wow.
You thought he was 60?
No, I was just shooting high.
60! Yeah, he's 50 today.
He's hilarious.
And he's done a lot of stuff, and he's still doing a lot of stuff. But I know he's not listening to this, but you never know.
He's got his own podcast, Harland's Highway.
Yeah, and who was that one guy that wrote Boogie Nights and some other shows? You said that
Mark Wahlberg?
No, he wrote it. Screenwriter. You sent me a link to him saying that he was following our podcast or subscribing to our podcast. He's written six movies. He wrote Punch Drunk Love and Boogie
Paul
Nights.
Paul Allen.
Yeah.
Paul Allen.
So you never know. Harland Williams might be listening. So happy birthday, buddy.
Yeah.
Come on. Birthday. He was up at Helium not too long ago there in Portland doing a show up there. Kind of cool. Yeah. Old Harland Williams.
Yep. You think, man, any other birthdays?
Nope, that's it.
All right.
Out of three episodes, one birthday, and we don't even know the dude.
You know, reality shows, you love them, right?
No. I don't love them. I watch maybe a couple, depending on... There are so many, but what are you going for here?
Well, there's a reality show, Crisis. And
where?
Well, it is in Australia.
Oh.
The
Potato
the
Famine?
I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, you know?
I've heard of that show.
Yeah, well, Australia's had a drought. And so they don't have enough cockroaches to pour over the celebrities.
Oh, no. Can they get them from Madagascar?
They use 140,000 per season roaches. And they take 4 months to breed. And one of them had to be dumped after a deadly spider was found lurking in them.
Whoa.
So, yeah, they're running out of roaches for celebrity TV. So
maybe they could hook up with the people from Hoarders.
Well, couldn't they just use the same roaches?
I guess, but have you ever watched Hoarders? There's a lot of roaches on those shows, man. But they're not those big, fat, awesome kinds. But
I don't know. It doesn't seem like it's that big of a problem if you're ridding your country of roaches, does it?
I guess not. They're just breeding more, right?
Yeah, they're breeding more by the thousands to dump on celebrities.
That's retarded. I can't believe the state of the world.
I know.
We're in right now.
I know.
The country of Oregon.
The country of Texas, because Texas is actually going to get, it sounds like they're going to get some time with the White House about that.
To get succeeded?
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to happen.
I guess
probably the only one that I could see that would.
Would that just turn into Mexico?
No. It'd be its own independent. It would be our ally. But you would have to. You would have to build a fence, wouldn't you? Right? Because they build a fence around
Mexico,
Arizona and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, then you'd have immigration law from Texans wanting to come in. You'd need a passport to go from Texas to anywhere in the States, right?
Yeah, I guess so. That would be shitty. I don't really think that that could happen. Not at this. It wouldn't be prudent at this juncture.
I don't think it'd be prudent.
any juncture.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It happened in the United Soviet Russia states.
Oh, USSR?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, they dissolved into a bunch of little tiny countries.
Oh, yeah.
From Mother Russia.
So it's not USSR anymore. It hasn't been for a long time, right?
No. No. No, there's Russia and then Czech and all those. Czech. I don't know. I'm not a big geography guy.
Me neither.
But so I guess it could happen. But I think they were in a lot more turmoil than we are back in the day.
Yeah.
When they had all the communism and stuff like that going on.
Yep.
But I just don't see it happening to where they would be allowed to succeed from the union. I don't think it would be in their best interest either. I think it would be more problems for any state.
Yeah. I don't know what to think. I haven't read on it. I know it was just like last week when my daughter was mentioning it to me. And I don't know. The more I hear about it, the more it seems a little absurd. But We got a decent country here. We should be proud to be Americans and want to be part of the 50 states.
Yeah. I don't see why Oregon is trying to. I mean, we're a democratic state, aren't we? Aren't we one of the most liberal states out there? That was our whole identity for a long time, wasn't it?
Seems like it, but I don't really know because I turn a blind eye to that stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, we've always been at the forefront of legalizing marijuana.
Yeah,
and
we got beat.
Yeah, and then like women's rights, right, and stuff like that, equal rights. We've always been, I thought, at the forefront of that kind of liberal things.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make sense that we would be mad about Obama being elected as a whole.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe
I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
Okay,
that's
enough of that politic crap. Politic crap.
Yeah.
Politic rhymes kind of with heretic a little bit. And you know why. Hey, this is a gross thing that happened. I can't believe some people, speaking of just the fucked up world that we live in. Uh-huh. A Tulsa man was arrested after police found his 18-month-old daughter locked in a metal dog cage and his naked 4-year-old daughter outside in a cold afternoon with him asleep in the house in a drug or alcohol-induced stupor. Pretty nice dad.
No, they went in and he was in there and the daughter, the son was in there?
The neighbor noticed the 4-year-old outside and was concerned.
Yeah. So they
looked inside the window.
And he was just sleeping in there?
They looked inside the window and saw the 18-month-old in the dog cage, and that's when they called the cops. Another one of those cases of this lady was glad that she actually went and investigated, because a lot of times you see, man, that kid's outside naked and it's all cold outside. God, their parents are losers, and they just go back in the house and forget about it. But
yeah.
Yeah, there was a 3-year-old child also that was asleep in another room, and the father was asleep in the bed in another room on drugs and alcohol, they said. Narcotics and alcohol. And the mother had been at work and actually came home while the police were there.
Wow. But, and what was her reaction? Doesn't say.
Doesn't really say. It just said that the citizen was concerned when they heard the small child crying outside for like 20 minutes, and he went outside to investigate and then looked in the window. And he's getting child neglect and all this other stuff, and the kids are now placed in a home and everything. But just crazy that people would lock their little baby into a dog cage.
Yeah, it would. I mean, Romney does it to dogs and rides them on top of the car.
Hey, maybe that's where he got the...
But that's just sickening, though.
I know.
Really, that doesn't need to happen.
He's only being held with $50,000 bail, which he'd have to get $5,000 to get out, but...
Yeah.
I wonder if he was on bath salts. Fucking bastard. Kill them all. It's things like that that makes you want to disassociate yourself from the United States, but it happens everywhere in the whole world. So.
Yeah, like in Ukraine.
What happened in Ukraine?
A 9-year-old boy took nearly $4,000 from his parents' stash. It was their life savings. 9-year-old boys.
Oh, did he find it in the couch?
Yeah.
That's what I heard about that.
And then,
What?
He spent it on candy, right?
He did.
What?
in like a few days.
What? Yeah. Yeah, he got an accomplice to turn it into their currency. And his accomplice got a cut of the cash, and then it was off to the candy store.
So the story, or the lesson to be told, is don't hide stuff in the couch.
Yeah. Apparently it was too much for just him, though, so he shared it with his pals at least.
The candy?
Yeah.
Man, what happens when you do that? Do you just, like, kill your son?
I don't know. It's
you spent $4,000
no
on candy.
To fucking, well, you know, I mean, if there's an adult that's getting a cash cut of it, you know, I mean, who knows what was left after that, right?
Right. The kid
I'll
would think,
give
man,
you enough to buy a bunch of candy.
Here's $20.
Yep.
You know how much candy you can buy with $20, little kid? It probably wasn't dollars, though. It was probably like rubles.
Yeah.
Was it rubles?
It was Helvetians.
Never mind the rubles. Meet the Rootles. Did you ever watch Meet the Rootles? With the Monty Python folks?
No, I have not seen the Rootles. I've heard them, though.
It was in a spinoff on the Beatles, right?
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, they had some good news. They had a couple albums, I do believe. But it was Terry Idle, or no, Eric Idle. Eric Idle and his magical songstress-ism. Yeah, I think there might have been a couple members in there, but it was pretty good stuff.
Yeah, I never saw it either. I just thought maybe you had, because I know that you're a fairly big Python fan.
Yeah, I've not seen those, but I've heard a few of the songs, and I used to play a couple of them.
Used to play them?
Now. Yeah, at the bookstore.
Oh, like play them, or...
I'd play them on guitar, but that was before I'd ever heard them.
Oh.
So wow. I kind of had the tablature and the words, and then I just played it, like, right off of that.
That makes sense. That makes more sense. That makes more sense. Because I was like, how could you play it if you'd never heard it?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was just a chord progression, basic chord progression, A, G, C, or
like,
something.
I didn't know you were such an avid sight reader.
Yeah. If there's four chords involved.
Oh, man, I need to get rid of this cold. I don't know if it's a cold or what it is, but it's moved into my chest now. I'm a little bit, what do you call it? Congested in my chest. I think it's those little mucus monsters that I see on the TV.
You know what
commercial.
You need to get is some Fisherman Friends.
Maybe I should.
Yeah.
Where do they sell those? At a pharmacy?
Probably Rite Aid.
Ah, pharmacy, yeah. I've been doing the emergency, which is, I've heard, pretty good for you, but I just started today.
Yeah.
So hopefully by the time this podcast is out, I'll be well.
Did you hear about that movie Flight?
I did. I saw Denzel Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he flies it upside down.
Mm-hmm. But the whole thing is that he's drunk when he does it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he saves all the people's lives. But then his alcohol report comes back, and he was all coked up and on alcohol, I do believe, is the story. And so then he...
Flight,
yeah.
Flight.
But Budweiser was pissed because Budweiser's the movie or the beer that they were drinking in there.
Oh, so they're saying that Budweiser causes drunk plane drivers.
Well, they want their beer taken out of the movie.
It's too late, isn't it? Isn't it already out?
The movie's already out.
Oh,
but,
okay.
I mean, you know, they took the guns out of E.T. or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They could just superimpose it with a Coors Light.
Yeah, well, he drinks a Budweiser while he's flying.
Whoa.
Is the thing.
That's not safe, Denzel.
Yeah.
Denzel's
funny. You
think
they would have had to get that... You think you'd have to get that approved by Budweiser to have it in there in the first place, right?
Yeah. And being a big-time filmmaker, you should know what the laws are and what you can and cannot have in there. I know a lot of times that they want you to have their products in there because it's giving them free advertisement.
Yeah.
But this is more negative advertisement, at least seen in the eyes of the Budweiser people. Thinking, oh, our beer promotes drunk flying.
Yeah. Well, law experts are saying... that with trademark laws, they don't exist to give companies the right to control and censor movies and TV shows that might happen to include real-world products.
Huh. Well,
so it's going to be a sticky item.
Yeah, I don't think that they probably will get it removed.
But I always heard that, you know, there's somebody on those movies that always has to get everything like that approved, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
for
when
sure.
you see a box of Kellogg's on the table or...
Right. Or a Pepsi.
If you're not getting it approved, then you're probably seeking someone to pay money for that placement.
Right. Yeah. And shit, they ain't got it. Well, they probably have a budget for that, though, because it's so much movie money. So
yeah.
much money goes into movies, but...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's it boggles my mind how much money is spent on stuff that doesn't really need to be spent. You know, like with all the poverty and shit that's going on in the world, and they just mm-hmm. spend millions of dollars on... retarded
oh,
stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody spent like $480,000 to buy the dress of Judy Garland from the
Wizard of Oz. Oh, yeah.
Dolls.
I heard about that.
And that was for a museum or some kind of thing like that. And I understand that they want to obtain these items to make their business more lucrative or whatever. But really? $500,000 just for an old dress?
Yeah.
They could have done something better with that money, I think. Help the homeless people!
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, hopefully the people that are getting the money will do something with
it. Yeah. Well, they may or they may not. It's just weird.
Have you ever gone to a fight with a priest?
Like a fist fight?
Yeah.
Or an argument?
Well, just an argument.
No, I don't think I ever have.
Well, here's a story in Australia that... two retired Catholic priests fought viciously for a parking spot, and one allegedly bit the other's ear off.
Holy shit.
These guys were 80 and 81.
Wow.
Father Thomas Byrne and Father Thomas Joseph Smith. Yeah, they were in a fight. Well, let's see. After the fight, Byrne told Smith to pick something up off the ground. Only when he got home did it realize it was his ear.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. No going within 30 feet of each other.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's craziness.
Yeah. 80s. In their 80s. Retired priests.
Well, sometimes you're just passionate
about that parking space.
Yep. I don't give the parking space up to nobody, goddammit.
Yeah. They just hadn't touched a boy in a while, I think, is what the thing was, right? It's just been a long time since.
So there's too much sexual tension built up, and so they just like, fucking, I'm fighting this guy.
Yeah.
Maybe we could get together and seduce a small child later.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know. So, yeah, this is kind of a... This episode so far is just like being all kinds of weird fucking stories that are just like shitty.
Yeah.
Like this one. Five dead in Ohio garage, including the children. A guy killed his whole family with carbon monoxide poisoning because of a custody battle.
Wow.
So they just, come on, kids, we're going in the garage, leave the car running, and then they just all died. It's crazy.
Something harsh, man.
I know, man. It's like, oh, okay, we're just going to come out here. Just they didn't know. They probably thought it smelled funny in there, but...
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, they wouldn't know that. That's just rough.
I know.
No.
You're locking your kids in a dog cage, and then the rest of them, they just take them over to the garage and turn on the car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he didn't want to give the kids back. So if I can't have them, no one can have them. And the neighbors said that they were just outside raking the leaves just a little while before that.
Huh?
Together. It's like 1 minute they're raking the leaves, and next minute there's cops all over the place.
Wow. That's why you don't rake leaves.
Yep. This is full of good information for you kids. Don't rake leaves. Don't leave notes.
Hmm. Did you know Flavor Flav is actually smart?
I don't think he is, but why do you think that?
Because There was an article about eight dumb people who are actually smart, and Flavor Flav was on this list.
Eight dumb people that are actually smart?
Yeah, eight dumb stars. And Flavor Flav, because he's dumb, right?
Yeah, so what's the proof that he's...
Well, he was a musical prodigy who taught himself many instruments as a child.
Oh.
That's what that, I don't
so
know.
I've never heard him play any instruments except for a big clock.
Is that an instrument?
Well, it's his instrument of choice. That's what I always see him with.
Yeah. And the Viking hat.
So what does he do? He plays all kinds of instruments, so it doesn't
That's
say?
That's just what it says. Wow. Dr. Oz was on this list, too, being a highly accomplished cardiothoracic surgeon.
Well, he is a doctor.
Yeah, and he finished 5 years of education in just three, and he still does surgeries.
Wow. But he has to have a TV show.
Yeah.
You'd think he'd make enough money doing surgeries.
You would think so, but I guess, yeah, I don't know.
I've never watched him, but I've heard like Saturday Night Live making fun of him.
Yeah.
And it just seems like
he just gives health tips and talks about
it. Yeah, but it doesn't sound like they're very good tips.
Why are you? Well, you're watching the Saturday Night Live one. Of course they're not going to be good tips.
Well, I know, but they're making it out like, you know, they always exaggerate everybody's, tendencies and the way that they act and everything. And so, I don't know. I just thought that they were basically saying that he gives really shitty advice.
I don't know if Dr. Phil would be on that list.
He's not a real doctor, though, is he? I think that Dr. Oz is an actual doctor, but Dr. Phil is not.
Yeah.
But I don't know that for sure. Hey, I know you don't celebrate, but what are you doing for the Thanksgiving?
Probably eating turkey.
Really? You do that?
Yeah.
We don't even eat turkey, I don't even think.
Really? What do you guys eat?
We eat ham.
Oh, yeah?
But we don't. My wife does a weird thing where she always says we don't celebrate Thanksgiving, you know, because we don't agree with what it's all about, and it's a bad story. But we always still have people over and have dinner, so basically we do celebrate. But we're not celebrating. I don't know. It just seems weird to me. She says, we're not celebrating Thanksgiving, yet we have people over to have dinner on Thanksgiving. So really, she doesn't support the idea of it.
Well, I don't think anybody really does, do they?
But she supports, I guess, having the family over and eating a big meal.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, that's what I celebrate it as.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not,
another day to eat.
I don't think of Pilgrim Rock or whatever it is.
Plymouth
Rock.
Hey, Pilgrim.
Yeah, Pilgrim.
That's the John Wayne version of the Plymouth Pilgrims. That's coming back.
I saw on that petition site, I think I was talking about earlier last week. The WhiteHouse.gov thing, there was a guy that was growing weed legally.
Yeah. Where?
I cannot recall. You can go to petitions.whitehouse.gov, I think is the site.
Uh-huh.
But he was growing weed legally and got busted and was looking at 90 years.
Wow. 90 years?
90 years.
Nobody should get 90 years.
Because he grew weed legally.
For growing weed even illegally.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, I encourage people to go and check that petition out and sign it because they need some petitions there. They need some signatures to get it taken looked at and to get a full granted pardon, a full pardon from
poor dude.
Obama. But, yeah, 90 years, yeah. He's got a family and stuff like that. But, yeah, he was growing up completely legal, you know. I think he'd owned a dispensary business and was running that legally. And
so
So
the feds took over and just arrested him anyway?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I do believe so.
I know that they have the right to do that at any time. I was just perusing here on Facebook and I saw that one of my ex-coworkers from Country Coach, I think he lives in Portland now, EJ Lena.
Mm-hmm.
He said Nickelback, Big Heart, my new favorite band. Huh. Yeah. And then his friend said, you must have gotten hacked. And then another friend said, glad you're finally coming around. And then one friend said, if you're not being hacked, you would be my new best friend. That must mean she likes Nickelback, too. Nickelback has become the butt of many jokes.
I think people are starting to rebel against the hate of Nickelback, though, it sounds like to me, because the last few posts I've made, people are really defending them.
I like those guys. No, I used my Nickelback joke at the Stonefront a couple of weekends ago, and I got good laughs. I even threw in a Hootie and the Blowfish just in case, because that's another band that I don't think should have ever gotten popular.
Well, it's a funny name.
It was just an unfortunate accident that either one of those bands got popular, but...
What about Blues Traveler?
I think another unfortunate accident. Boop.
You know how Blues Traveler...
That dude lost a lot of weight, but he's still super fat.
Yeah. It was during the Real World. There was a guy on the Real World on MTV that was his favorite local band he liked to go and watch, I do believe.
Huh.
And that's where they took off.
They were a bar band for like 9 years before they ever got popular.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's...
Playing like covers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Which is crazy to think, you know, because most
and
people when
one
they...
one guy liked them and went on Real World...
And as soon as you hear Blues Traveler getting popular, you're thinking, oh, there's this new band called Blues Traveler. Like, you remember that song by Chumbawamba?
Yeah.
I get knocked down, mm-hmm. and I get up again. Wasn't that like 99, somewhere
around there?
Around
there, yeah.
Napalm Death played a show with Chumbawamba in 1985.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, I don't think...
So that,
that
band
was
been,
representative of their sound at all, was it?
No, but it was later on in their career.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what their
I
other
think
stuff
was. That was kind of the weird song out of their bunch, though, that didn't really sound like much of their other stuff.
Right, and I've never listened to any of their other songs, so I don't know if they're any bit of heavy metal or
I
if they're.
Either.
That was just, I was blown away because I was reading some history of Napalm Death, because I don't know if you guys remember or forgot, but I'm still working on getting that interview with Shane Embury from Napalm Death that we did hear back from their publicist, apparently told Dustin that no interview would be granted, but I think that they thought
I
was like...
I heard back from him again today.
Oh, yeah, what'd he say?
He said, thank you. I will keep that in mind.
Keep what in mind?
Oh, that we were down for phone interviews as well.
Oh, okay, cool.
I think what our first reach out was, hey, we'll be at the show.
Right, we'll interview there.
Yeah. Well, could we get an interview there? And I understand that, you know, I mean, those guys are busy and preparing for the show. I don't want to, like, step on any getting ready toe.
And I told them
they could give us a call.
I messaged them again saying, you know, don't mean to prod because I know you're busy and everything, but I just want to, you know, let you know that I'm still set up for a Skype interview. And he said, oh, it's looking good. He always tells me, you know, we'll get in touch with you, but then he's pretty busy. So,
yeah,
you know, we may or may not.
I mean, it could happen a year down the line. Everyone else, you know, I mean,
it might happen next week, though. You never know.
Well,
and if it does, we'll keep you posted. Maybe that'll be in season three. We'll include it in season three. And Napalm Death's still going to be touring at that time. They're still going to be going on their Barge to Hell. So we will keep that in mind. And
that was a cool interview, too. I got a chance to listen to it.
Yeah, I finally listened to it again, too, even though I was involved in it. It's different when you listen back. And by the way, anybody who's listening and listened to that, I did receive an email from Ronnie after the fact of the interview that I didn't see before we released it. And he was like, I just want to make sure what I said about the fans when you asked me if the European fans were more rabid than the American fans. He's like, I don't want to alienate myself. And the episode had already aired, but I just assured him that what he said came out perfect. I mean, he was real respectful to fans from everywhere.
Yeah.
And the way he was careful, and he even said that in his answer, something about, I don't want to, you know, say anything bad about any of the American fans because they're just
awesome.
Yeah,
I don't think he came off like that at all.
Yeah, but that's just pretty cool that he thought about it enough to actually email me back and say, if that sounds weird or bad, could you, like, take that part out or something, but I think he covered it really well. And I think he did a good job of answering the questions. And
It was awesome.
So, yeah, that's what I was doing when I found out about Chumbawamba playing with Napalm, because I was preparing my questions for the interview with Shane that hasn't happened yet. And just weird that those guys have been around so long, not Chumbawamba, but Napalm Death. They've got quite a history, and Shane is in so many bands. I'm wondering that if that interview happens. I know he's going to be busy and we won't want it to be too long, but I just won't have enough time to touch on half of the subjects that I'd like to touch on when I do get to talk to him. But I could talk to him for 10 minutes and it'd be enough for me. So hopefully that will work out. Sure did wish I would have got to go see him. I've seen him tons of times, though. Doesn't really matter. But for the most part, I was pretty upset about it.
I can imagine, man. Yeah, you had planned on that for a long time.
Yeah, I did find out from Lance recently that Wehrmacht has a different singer now, though.
Oh, really?
Which is kind of weird because they always had the original members. And I don't know what happened to Tito. He's the guy that was doing DJs and different stuff, so he's real busy all the time. But their singer, I don't know, he looked kind of death metal, black metal, shirt on, shaved head, beard. But I don't know, didn't get to see him. Maybe next time, you never know.
I know you don't play many video games, but you ever play or watch somebody play the Call of Duty games?
No, but I've been hearing people talking about it, and my kids play a lot.
Yeah, apparently they had a new Medal of Honor Warfighter come out, and they had Navy SEALs on there, like work on the video game to show them, like...
I think I saw something about that from the team that captured Obama.
One of the guys was on the team that captured Obama.
And they gave some of the actual information?
They said that they may have gave information that was classified, but mostly that they're supposed to stay out of the spotlight. They're not supposed to seek publicity. And the game was touting it as commandos worked on the game, so...
Right.
But yeah, they got letters of reprimand, killing their chances for promotion. And
wow.
Half pay for 2 months.
That's crazy, and that's just because they gave information to try to make the video game seem more real?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they... I don't know if that's something that they probably should have got permission for beforehand or something like that, or I don't know, maybe it's something that they didn't realize would probably get them in trouble, and then it does, and then you're like, shit, and then fuck.
And shit, they're like, fuck.
Shit and fuck.
Oh my God. Yeah, kids, watch out for virus that's going around, not for your computer, though, but for your body. I think I got it from my cat. Fucking little pussy.
I heard the next phase of mobile phones is going to be bendable screens. I know. That's how I felt about it.
What do you do with it? You can just, like... I've already heard of the new back-to-back... info swap technology.
Yeah, that's Samsung. Apparently, word has it that they're working on now is bendable screens. This is the next thing.
So why would you want to use I don't understand. Why would you want a bendable screen?
I don't know. I guess maybe it wouldn't like crack.
Like if it was some sort of pressure. Like if you sat on it in your pocket?
Yeah, maybe something like that or... maybe if you want to conform it in your hand a little bit more.
Ah.
I don't really know, to be honest with you.
Well, at least you're trying to come up with an answer.
But it's a gamble, definitely, right?
Yeah. That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, imagine if you could roll it up.
Oh. Wow. What would you do? Just roll it up and stick it in your pocket?
I don't know. Yeah, they want to make it out of flexible plastic, which would make them nearly unbreakable and bendable.
So what about the electronics inside? Is that okay for it to be all bending and shit, or just the screen bends, or what?
They've been researching this since 2002, it says, and they think they can be the first company to mass produce it effectively.
Yeah. I'm going to wait till calms down a little bit and gets a little cheaper before I get my flex screen Kindle.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like a 3D television, right?
It's a waste of money. It's going to be a flash in the pan.
Well, 3D television, I mean.
That didn't go anywhere, did it? That was a failure.
Well, I think it's still out there, but I don't see
a lot of people with it.
No.
Costs too much, and there's not enough 3D stations, and I don't know.
Is there any?
I can't say for sure, but I think there might be a Discovery 3D.
I'm just disappointed in the recent 3D movies that I've seen anyway. Like, wasn't there a... wasn't there a Halloween or something?
The last one I saw was Coraline, which is kind of a kid's movie, Tim Burton, but...
Well, that one I don't think would be bad in 3D.
It was pretty good.
But the horror one movie I saw was... There was just only like two or three scenes that were 3D when like hatchets were flying at the camera screen.
Did you have to wear glasses?
I didn't. No, I watched it in 2D, but I could tell when the 3D parts were.
Oh, okay.
Other than that, it just looked like a 2D movie except for three scenes, so it wasn't really... You didn't really need the glasses.
There was quite a few cool things in that Coraline movie.
I can imagine, yeah, because it was kind of it was animated, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's like Tim Burton, kind of like The Corpse Bride.
Yeah,
and any of those other ones. There was a new one that recently came out not too long ago. I can't remember what it's called, but the wife wanted to go see it. It was
a new Twilight.
No, it was a Tim Burton movie. It was like a Frankenweenie. Is that what it was?
Oh yeah,
Frankenweenie.
Two, or were they re-releasing the first one?
I don't know. What's Frankenweenie?
It was an old movie, I think.
Oh.
One of his first ones.
Tim Burton? I don't know. I don't research my shit. I just talk about it.
Well, how else are we supposed to get the conjecture?
I don't know. We're just trying to keep it real. And this has been a laid-back Monday where we kind of just... there was a little dead air here and there. And we don't care. Mon frere. I was watching... We had the kid over the other day, and we're watching Horton Hears a Who.
Horton Hears a what?
Horton Hears a Who, not a what.
Oh.
It's a Dr. Seuss movie, but it's the newer version. I don't know how new it is, but it has Jim Carrey, voice of Jim Carrey, Steve Carell, Will Arnett, Amy Poehler. It makes it better for an adult to watch a kid's show when you hear the familiar voices. But
yeah, I like Will Arnett, man.
Yeah, he's got that deep voice. Like he used to do commercials for Chevy trucks.
Yeah. Do you ever watch that NBC show he's got on? With
the chick from...
Christina Applegate?
I only see like the last... It used to come on right before The Office, right?
No, it comes on somewhere in there.
So I would like DVR The Office and then I'd always see like the last 1 minute of that show. But I've never watched it enough to even know it's
not bad. For what it is. You know, I mean, it's not really my demographic of... I'm not big on the family show comedies.
Oh, we know what you mean when you say demographic. Call back. One other show you ever watched called Raising Hope?
No.
It's an ABC show, I think, but I've been catching up on it on Netflix. It's about this family. A guy got a girl pregnant, and then when she had the baby, she got arrested for some... Anyway, she's in prison, and then they got custody of the baby. But it's a pretty funny show. I can't name any of the actors that are in it because I don't know them from any other shows. But, oh, it's got Cloris Leachman in it.
Nice.
As Mama, the grandma, and she's pretty funny. She's a funny old bitch. But not too bad of a show. You mentioned the Will Arnett show, so I was just talking about some of those sitcoms that are on major networks.
Mm-hmm.
That there's not a lot of good ones, I don't think. Oh, and who else was
in it? I try to watch...
that Stephen Root was in it. The guy News Radio.
Yeah.
And he played an old... They just found out that this girl that the son had been hanging out with, and they found out that her parents were, like, super rich.
Yeah.
And they're like... So they try to trick her into saying she has money. They ordered a pizza. They're like, well, we don't have enough money for the pizza. Well, why don't you use some of the change from your toilet jar that you're saving so you can buy a toilet? They like, or you could pay for it since you're rich. And she's like, no, my parents are rich and I disassociated myself. Anyway, the story. But Stephen Root was the dad on there. And I thought that was kind of cool because.
So him and Cloris Leachman?
No. This was a friend of the family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He had some young, he was one of those rich older guys that has like a young girlfriend.
Yeah.
And he's teaching her how to golf and stuff. And she's just like a ditzy blonde. And he's got a lot of money. So
I might have to check that out.
Yeah. It's pretty good. It's called Raising Hope. We started watching it on karaoke nights when we would be on break. from karaoke in Halsey. We go over to our friend Robin's house and watch it, and got kind of hooked on it. And then I found it on Netflix and got caught up. I can't remember the people that are in it, though, but they're pretty funny.
Right on. Yeah.
Oh, my
Did you check out any more of The League?
No, I watched like two episodes, I think, so far.
Uh-huh.
And that one kept giving me problems. And then I had to jump ahead to like season three or something like that. Carmangiello.
Carmangiello, man. Classic.
Yeah, and I have so much stuff to watch and so many suggestions from people. You got to keep reminding me, so I'll have to write that down.
All right. And then, I've been watching a lot lately, but in the background I was watching a show called Breakout Kings.
I've heard of it. Is it a movie or a series?
It was a series. I watched one season in the background. Well, it's
in
all
the
right.
background.
Interesting characters.
What do you mean you watch
multitask.
That? Oh, okay.
I watch Netflix in one window, and then I do other stuff in other windows, and then, you know.
My Kindle won't let me do that.
Yeah.
If I'm watching Netflix on my Kindle, I have to watch Netflix. I can't, like.
Multitask.
Yeah. I can on some sites, but not Netflix and not on YouTube. Boo! I bet the new fucking Kindle HD Fire does.
I don't know.
$250. 10-inch screen. We don't need 4G in this neighborhood.
Not really.
Fucking orgy network.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you'd even get a signal on Brownsville, would you, for 4G?
Probably not. I don't know. I think my daughter ended up getting a 4G phone just because we didn't know what we were doing and it was free or whatever. But
yeah.
I don't think it makes enough difference in a smaller area. Probably not even in Albany. I don't know.
I think it's a good time to check out yourself. Won't plans again because prices seem to have just dropped again. I'm actually looking at mine. It would be actually cheaper for me a month if I added another phone line and went to a family plan.
That's weird.
So, but I'm 1 year in and would have to renew a 2-year contract.
Ah.
So I have to decide whether or not it's worth it for me to stay with T-Mobile for that long.
That's always a tough call.
They don't have iPhones. I don't want to really stick with the Windows phone.
Yeah.
I don't know if Android. What are you rolling? You know, Android?
Yeah, I need a new one. Yeah, it's not bad. It's an LG Vortex. I'm ready for an update or an upgrade, but I gave mine to my wife.
Have you ever had an iPhone?
Nope.
So,
I don't have
anything
to compare.
You just know the Android.
I did, yeah, I've only had Android.
But you're pretty happy with it, though? You don't like, you're not like, I'm not going to go Android again. You
know, I don't think that any of them are going to be any different or that much better, so I just stick with whatever's free for my new in two. I get an upgrade every 2 years through the Verizon.
Well, Windows phone, you can't, like, share YouTube videos.
Ah, weird.
You can't. There's some limitations to it.
Kind of like the Kindle has some limitations because it's Amazon-based.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Or like, you know, you got the 360 and the PS2 are the three, and then you got like the Wii that not everybody makes games for or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Hey, well, before I forget, and I almost did, we better do this. What's in Hans's CD player? What's in Hans's CD player? What's in Hans's CD player? We're going to find out today. What's in Hans's CD player? What's in Hans's CD player? What's in Hans's CD player? We're going to find out right now. Definitely my favorite of the seven that you gave me. Today, Hans, the CD player. Ooh, he's going old school on us. And I love this. And I actually found the T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Dark Angel, Darkness Descends, 1986. Great thrash album. Love that. Good job, Hans. And I don't know if you noticed, but I'm sporting me a new Frank Zappa shirt today
that I
ordered through Amazon with my points bonus points.
That's awesome, dude.
I do this stupid thing where, like, you click on a thing, and it clicks you through to a website, and it gives you 5 points. And every 3 months or so, I build up enough to get a $25 Amazon gift certificate.
Hey, that's worth it, right?
Yeah, and I shop through TagCast Podcast, so we should be getting a kickback on that.
I wanted to send a shout out. I usually don't like, because I get to see what people order, and it doesn't say who orders anything.
Oh yeah,
well, you know, but I've seen some pretty funny things in there. But I saw a book on birds and mushrooms come through, and so I was thinking that might have been old Jim Louder.
Yeah, could have been.
Send a shout out.
All right. He did some mushroom hunting last Monday on Veterans Day. And him and Dustin and Stump, Ren Stump, went out and they showed some pictures on Facebook. Looked like they had a good time out there. And oddly enough, that's why I mentioned my shirt with the Frank Zappa thing. I was actually listening to Chunga's Revenge on my turntable. That's my shirt. Nice. I got a red Chunga's Revenge shirt for $8. I think it was $5 for shipping. And then with the rest of my money, I ordered the newest Napalm Death CD, which I just had a burned copy of. It's utilitarian.
Bam.
Yeah, and it was shrink-wrapped. It was like $6. So, yeah, go to Amazon. Go to tagcastpodcast.com and click on the Amazon link.
Mm-hmm.
We don't mention this every time. We kind of have a pre-recorded thing that we run at the beginning and the end. But we want to remind you guys, do some Christmas shopping on Amazon. They got great deals. Great shipping deals. Most orders over $25.
They're already starting Black Friday deals, too.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Daily, like, hourly deals that are fantastic that just sell out. So check it up on it hourly and daily.
Yeah, just keep the TagCast podcast window open at all times. And then when you go back, just click refresh.
Yeah.
And then go back to Amazon and check out the deals and get some Christmas presents for everybody.
Click on that flashlight.
They deserve Christmas presents. But yeah, I was rolling some Chunga's Revenge on the vinyl, and then I looked in Gatch's junk drawer, and I couldn't believe what I saw. I can't even say it.
Moldy pizza.
I know. I wanted to eat a piece of it, but then I saw a big green chunk of mold on it. And yeah. I was like, I thought it was an anchovy.
I ate a moldy pizza one time.
The whole thing?
Yeah. Well, not the whole thing by myself.
Were you sick and the penicillin helped you?
No, well, here's the story. We went to Fours, and we bought one of those two packs of pizzas. You know, they're stacked on top of each other. And they're pretty good size. And it's like 2 for $5 or whatever. So we got two of those, and they're, you know, nasty, just like mostly sauce, you know.
Cardboard crust.
Yeah, and so we also had a bag of mushrooms.
Ooh, that helps.
Yeah, and so we ate the mushrooms, and then we cooked the first pizza, and we chowed down the first pizza, and then we're going to put the second pizza on, and I noticed, like, green mold on the bottom of the crust.
Oh.
Probably not, like, the whole thing. Maybe, like, 10% of it, you know? It's so still enough to go, like,
you know that you ate
TVs.
It.
Yeah, yeah. We knew that we ate it, but it wasn't enough to, like, probably get us sick. But it was. But then again, we were on mushrooms, so who knows what's going on.
Were those Tombstone pizzas, or do you remember?
No, they were kind of like that. They were packaged like that.
Yeah. But I can't remember if it was Tombstone, but my parents got some of those that were double packs like that. And they'd never had this happen before, but the last three times that they did it, or four times, because they got two double packs, they'd cook the pizza, and then like 3 minutes before the pizza was ready to come out, the whole middle of the pizza, like, fell through the grill. Like, not the grill, but, you know, the rack in the oven?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the middle of the pizza is, like, sinking. Yeah, it's like an earthquake or whatever, and it's just sinking in. And so they go to pull it out, and the pizza, the whole middle of the pizza, just falls through the rack onto the bottom of their oven, and there's other sauce and shit that's getting on the burner. And like, I'm there and I'm like, I'm thinking what every kid thinks sometimes. God, fuck, my parents are retarded.
Yeah.
They can't even fucking cook a frozen pizza. So we're there 2 weeks later and they're cooking another pizza and the same thing happens. And they're like, the one that we did when you guys weren't here did this too. It's something with these pizzas. It's never, must have just been those two batches or something. But for some weird reason, the middle would just fall out of the pizza. It cleaned their whole oven out, did it again a week later. So
that's,
I don't know,
weird. Just like through the little, yeah, your wire even, rack on there, right?
Yeah. I don't even understand how it could fall through, or must have been too thin, and maybe all the sauce like got too heavy in the middle.
The only
after
thing
it
I can think of is if it was thawed out before, like, you cooked it, and then it just
it
started going like that. Yeah, and then but
they,
still,
they
it
had
doesn't,
them frozen. No, they didn't.
But still, it wouldn't. I don't. I've done that, and it doesn't do that.
No,
really.
I don't know. It must have just been a bad batch.
Yeah, it had to be. That's weird, man.
She told me about it, and I was like, stupid. And then I see it happen, and then it happens again when we're there, and I was like, oh man, I'm sorry for saying that I thought you were stupid, but there's something wrong with those pizzas. She's like, yeah, I know, that's what I was telling you. He's like, you don't think I know? I've cooked 1,000,000,000 pizzas. She's 70 years old. How many pizzas has she cooked? Probably a couple.
Yeah. I put up a poll.
Pizzas.
Because sometimes I like to make polls, and one was
a stripper poll.
How many pizzas do you eat a week?
More this week has been quite a few.
Well, most answer like 3 or 4 times a week.
Yeah,
that's like the popular answer.
Yeah, that's what my answer.
I know
would
that's
be too.
What my answer is, probably is, but.
That means a lot of pizza because it's easy.
Yeah,
you can go get a U-Bake pizza or you can get a pre-made pizza.
Those $5 ones are the death of me. They start, and I don't even know if they qualify as pizza, but it's a meal.
Yeah, and
$5.
My wife doesn't really like the Dairy Mart U-Bake pizzas, but they're not bad if you cook them right.
Is it those Figaro's?
No, Dairy Mart has their own pizzas that they make in Brownsville anyway.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I know that on the Knox Butte one, I've had their pizzas. I thought they were just, they brought in Figaro's and then cooked them themselves.
Oh, these are U-Bake, though.
Oh.
They're U-Bake pizzas. You buy them in a bag and you cook them in your own oven, and then the middle falls out. No, the middle doesn't fall out, but they you kind of got to turn them sometimes. And I even got a kick-ass new oven that should, like, heat properly, mm-hmm. but sometimes they bubble up on one side.
You need a pizza stone.
Yeah, maybe. I eat pizza stoned all the time.
I had a pizza stone, but then I
ate it.
Tried to follow the directions, and I don't know. I guess I didn't have enough trial and error.
Yeah, those Dairy Mart ones are the ones that have the tray that you cook it on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like our kids are like, you can't. They were going to take it off the tray
a
long time ago before they knew. You can't put paper in the oven.
Yeah.
It's like that's special paper.
I always take it off of those things for the last few minutes.
Oh, to get it a little crispier?
Yeah.
Yeah. They are a little doughy, you know.
I don't mind them. Those
I think I've ate three this week. Not whole pizzas, but
yeah,
the kids will go to the store and get, for a meal of some sort. But I don't think it's bad for you, but a lot of cheese, a lot of sauce.
The cheese is the downfall.
What's the downfall of it? It's got too much.
Well, just the amount of cheese, I don't think. Well, maybe I'm just speaking myself as...
Do you get extra cheese?
No.
Oh.
No. I just eat the whole pizza.
It's been a long time since I've eaten the whole pizza, but...
Well, it's pizza, not like at the same time.
Are we going to have a pizza contest? I heard some rumor of a pizza eating contest.
I don't know. I'll have one with you right now.
Pizza now!
Pizza now!
I'll have a pizza eating contest now! All right, we better get
the hell
out of here.
We should team up with those guys.
Yeah, I heard they left a message on our site that said... You provide the tag cast, we'll provide the pizza.
Yeah, we'll do something with them.
I think they forgot to say you guys also have to provide money. We'll provide the pizza if you buy it.
Hey, $5 commercial spot, $5 pizza.
Yeah, but how many pizzas can you eat?
Well,
at least
all we
one.
Need is one a week, right?
Oh.
We're just talking a catering deal.
Oh, I thought we were going to have
sponsored
a contest.
Sponsored catering deal. Well, we'll do that, too.
We'll just have
but
a bunch
they,
of taggots
if they
come
bring
down
over,
there.
If they give us a pizza every Tuesday.
We can have a contest every Tuesday?
Yeah. Give us a pizza every Tuesday, and we'll give them an ad spot every week.
All right. Sounds good. Work it out.
Yeah.
Ad man. Hey, you guys. The next show you will hear is going to be the live broadcast from the Dixie, so check that out on Wednesday, Hump Day.
Yeah.
And then Friday... will be the clip
Thanks
show.
Thanks for coming if you were there.
Yeah, we enjoyed seeing you. You guys have a wonderful Monday.
I rock on.
And metal. My nose is plugged.
Gangnam Style!
The TagCast podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
TagCastPodcast.com.
You can also hear us rebroadcast on internet radio station Rock Out Radio on Friday evenings.
And CNEU Radio on Monday afternoons.
Find us on Facebook and review us on iTunes.
Help support our show. Donate directly on our website.
Or click on our Amazon affiliate link before you shop there.
TagCastPodcast.com.